new construction going on. You know, you'll usually have one or two new builds going on at a time, but you'll have four or five remodels. And I mean, the remodels could be anywhere from, you know, a whole house gut and redo to new windows or an office remodel or building a deck on someone's house too.
Yeah. Yeah. So you said 50 years you've been in business. Do you know much about the history of the company?
I mean, you know, limitedly, I would say. Yeah. I, you know, I've only been around, I started with the company in June of last year. So you know, relatively short timer, I guess, when it comes to when you look at some of the other employees that we have that have been, you know, the recent retiree or have been around for 30 some years. Yeah. So, you know, I'm definitely the new guy. That's for sure. Yeah. You know, I know it was, Ray Cox was the owner Chris bought from and, yeah, and there's, you know, there's been a lot, it's a long-standing company with, you know, really good family type of environment, you know, where, like you said, the employees are definitely there for the long haul and stay around for quite a bit, quite a long time.
Right. Yeah, I, we moved to Northfield more than 20 years ago, and Ray was the owner of Northfield Construction back in those days, and I guess It's Ray's been gone for a few years now, and I still think of when I hear Northfield Construction, the first thing I think of is Ray Cox.
Sure.
So we still have,
I mean, not that it, you know, there's still people who call and ask to speak with Ray. I mean, it's not very often, but once in a while we'll still get phone calls, and usually it's some vendor who, you know, hasn't called for quite a long time, there's still people who call and ask to speak with Ray.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't have a whole lot of patience for those people. no, he's not here. He's gone.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
You know, we were talking very, very briefly, before we started that I used to, like four lifetimes ago, I spent 10 years in the building materials industry selling, you know, like I sold everything into a siding job that wasn't siding, or I sold everything on a roofing job that wasn't roofing. And what I know most about your business is that it's kind of the bellwether of the economy. Mm-hmm. When things start slowing down for you guys, 6 months later, the rest of the economy slows down.
Yep.
So I want to ask you, how's biz?
We're good. We're still really busy. We've got, our crews are booked out into probably June, I think, at this point right now.
Fantastic.
You know, we have 11, 12 guys that work in the field for us. So we have all those guys busy all the way, you know, through, like I said, through June probably right now. And, you know, we've still have stuff that's even later into the summer where it's not all 12 of them busy, but it's at least half of them that are busy, you know, into the July and August timelines. So,
yeah, well, that's great.
I mean, we've been, you know, we have great customers here in Northfield. We've, you know, just since I've been with company, I mean, there are several, I mean, and I literally several houses that we've gone back and done more work to where we either built them, you know, 10, 15 years ago, or we remodeled and, you know, did something to it 5 years ago, and now we're going back and doing the bathroom, or we're going and doing the kitchen, or whatever. So we have a very good customer base here and a very loyal customer base here that, you know, they love our guys. They always, you know, I've gotten many compliments on our crew, how, you know, how great of work we do, how personable, how respectful they are when they're in people's homes, and how, you know, we keep everything nice and clean and, you know, just do it overall a really good job.
Is that, I mean, that's the corporate philosophy too, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely. It's
got to be customer service.
Keeping our customers happy because it is a, you know, it's a small town and that's really how we get a lot of work is that the word spreads and talk.
Yeah, no, word of mouth is always going to be your best marketing tool, always. And those piecemeal jobs where, you know, they call you up and say, yeah, we want to redo the kitchen this year. I think next year we're going to do a bathroom, but right now it's just focus on the kitchen. And then sure enough, they call you up in December and say, yeah, let's do the family room next year.
Yep.
Yeah. Those are always, those are always great.
Yep.
So, on the commercial side of things, is there anything happening locally or are you guys like really moving out? What are you doing?
No, there's definitely some local things that are going on. You know, that small project, that school project that I mentioned, that's, north in Lakeville. So, that's, you know, a little bit, you know, expanding out of the area here, but we definitely have some other stuff going on here. We're looking at doing some remodeling at some of the businesses. We just actually this week signed a contract with a business in Dundas that is going to redo their office space. So that's a nice contract up for up there. Doing some stuff downtown here, and you know, the big space next door to you guys here that hopefully we'll get that thing going sometime by the end of the year.
We're waiting. We are waiting. The big space next door is actually, we get as many questions as I'm sure some of the folks at Rebound. I'm sure you guys are getting questions about it all the time.
Absolutely.
Aren't you? Yep. What's going on? What are you going to do over there?
We're working through the design and the development in the city process. Yep. I mean, I'm sure as you can imagine, there's a lot of interested parties that want to make sure that what gets built next door is nice and suits the community well. So we've been working, I know they were working on it before I got here, but since I've been here, we've been working on it with architects and with the city and with the consultants the city has and the historic preservation committee and everybody who's involved. So it's a very exhaustive process.
Huge undertaking with a lot of cooks in the kitchen, shall we say. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We are very pleased to welcome into the conversation the president of the Northfield Chamber of Commerce, Jane Bartho. Hi, Jane.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good now.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I was excited to reach out, invite Adam, and he said yes. So yeah. It was kind of a quick turnaround, and I was hoping to learn a lot more than I already know. I'm assuming you guys are talking about the Archer House. It's been I was off work half a Thursday and Friday for my daughter's spring break.
Oh, okay.
And then yesterday I had a training, and my clock is still set at the old time, which I should know. I mean, I know that it is. And you know, Josh Hall, firefighter wife, he was in, and so we're chatting away, and all of a sudden my phone buzzed, and I said, like, it's probably something I shouldn't say on the air. And so thank you for...
Well, here you are.
You had it covered.
Mm-hmm. Here you are.
You didn't need me at all.
So. Is there a specific reason you wanted to talk to Adam?
Did you save that for me?
I did.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. I've said this before, but during 2020, when things changed, pivoted, what have you... we hired a consultant at the chamber to hone in on specific and customized needs of businesses. And our consultant came in and created these different levels of opportunities. And one of our highest and we're most proud of are the stakeholder level members.
Mm-hmm.
And as a stakeholder, it really gives that business the integrity of the way it's supporting the community.
Right.
We haven't quite got to the gift membership yet. And one of the really cool things, I think, is gifting a membership. The stakeholder level member gets to gift a membership to a nonprofit, a charity, and something that they're passionate about. And they can share that with the community. And we get to do that live and in stories and blogs, pictures. Celebrate that.
That's pretty cool too. I mean, you've had some other folks in here have done it, and so the NCC gets to have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Do you guys are you guys still trying to figure out who the recipient of that?
Yes, we are. We haven't narrowed that down yet.
Right.
So yeah,
I'm sure you're considering many
right.
good candidates, right? Yeah,
it is hard to narrow down.
Well,
there's only a few to choose from in Northfield, you know.
Yeah, throw a rock and you'll hit a good nonprofit in this town.
Right.
So, yeah.
Still over 200, I think.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. That speaks a lot to the character of Northfield, I think,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's going on in the chamber, Jane?
Well, if I'm looking right in front of my face, I've got the Home and Garden Show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. NCC yep. Builders is going to be there.
How exciting.
I know, it's it's coming along really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
April 15th.
Yeah.
At the Dome.
Right.
We're just continually taking vendors. We've got some of the Riverwalk vendors there. Mm-hmm. Riverwalk Market Fair vendors are going to be there. First time.
Fantastic.
Got a lot of interactive. We're working on getting balloon character making people. Is that the right term for that career?
Yeah.
Face painters. So if anybody's listening and they have some ideas.
Those of you who have those skills, contact Jane Bartha with the Chamber of Commerce. Absolutely.
And if you're free, April 15th.
Yeah.
Or if you can teach me real fast. Maybe Adam, how are you with balloon animals?
Definitely not a balloon animal artist, that's for sure.
Artist, that's it. Balloon animal artist.
Adam, NCC has been involved with the Home and Garden Show. We don't call it the Home and Garden Show anymore, though, do we?
Good catch. No.
What do we call it?
Community Market Fair.
Community Market Fair. For many years, I know you're relatively new here, but how have you guys, or what do you know about the Home and Garden Show as far as how does it help your business?
It's just good to be out and, you know, be able to interact with people when there's that massive a gathering of people there, even if they're not, you know, thinking that it's something that they want to do this summer, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's something you can talk with them, they can look at photos of other projects that we've done and then just to put, you know, plant that seed in their mind of, you know, maybe we should redo our kitchen or maybe we should re-side our house, you know, that type of thing, or add that deck, those kinds of things. It's good to just, you know, be able to talk to them, be able to sit face to face and, you know, rather than being on the phone or, you know, trying to schedule an appointment with, you know, it's somewhat easier, I guess, the way there are so many folks who are work from home now, but, you know, it's just good to be able to sit and talk and communicate and, you know, explain what our capability is and what we can do for them.
Sure. I remember from my building material days, home and garden shows like this were almost, not quite, but almost the lifeblood of a lot of builders and remodelers. Because just like you were saying, it's a great opportunity to just sort of catch people as they're walking by. But I mean, there are going to be people coming specifically because it's an opportunity to talk to you.
Yep.
And they've got some real ideas that they want to, they don't want to go through the formal process of calling you and sitting down and having a meeting, but they want to talk to you.
Right.
And this is a great way to do it. Yep. This is, it's a lot more informal. It's sort of a, let's have a meeting about having a meeting conversation. Yep. And it's, you guys, it's good that you're going to be there.
I look at it as the icebreaker, you know, it's the informal, let's have a meeting about having that follow-up meeting and, you know, making their ideas and their dreams come to reality.
Right, exactly. Well, you got anything else, Jane?
Well, I was going to add in on that. You said that Home and Garden Shows used to be the lifeblood, and I think, you know, before all the websites, all the internet action, so much at a touch of your finger now.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of that information, but you can't get the interaction.
Right.
So that's exactly it.
And that is the thing, too. I mean, you want to talk to some of the people that, maybe not the people that are going to be, you know, swinging the hammers in your house, but the people in charge. And that's a super important thing. It's your house. You're inviting people into your house to tear some stuff down and then build something. It's a bit of a leap of faith.
Yep. So, yeah. For most people, it's the single largest investment in their life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they're talking to you because they want to enhance that investment. Yep. So, yeah.
And I should know this too, but you work with insurance claims too, right?
We do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't look real excited about that.
It's not our specialty, I would say. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, we do.
Sure. Okay.
So we had an experience after that hailstorm that came through quite a few years ago.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
I owned a house up on St. Olaf Avenue when that hailstorm came through the company that did my roof was not, I can't say the name of the company, but was not a roofing company. It was actually a remodeler like you, because there was opportunity there, and you know, why not? You know,
so, mm-hmm.
yeah. Anyway,
so what's your radius? How far out? And maybe you covered this already too. I apologize. My daughter's looking to build an Otsego. Otsego.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Looking to build up there.
That's currently, I would say that's probably a little farther than we go. I mean, we have gone in the past, I think, as far west as Waconia and okay. up to Edina, I believe. But, you know, Otsego is a little bit of a ways out there. But I think, you know, we're not against it, I would say. It's, mm-hmm. You know, it would just take a little bit of extra work, probably.
Coordinating.
Yeah, okay. A little extra coordination. Sure.
Curious.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys have, if I come to you and I want to build a house, mm-hmm. do you have standard floor plans? Do you work with an architect or architects or what, how's that work?
Sure. Yeah. We don't typically have standard floor plans. We're not, you know, a track home type of a mm-hmm. builder. We're a custom home builder.
Mm-hmm.
We do work with a couple different designers who will work, you know, we'll bring them in and the three, the, you know, us as the contractor, that architect and you as the owner would work together to design and put your ideas down and get what you guys want. That's right. That's more of our specialty is building, you know, being able to cater to exactly what the homeowner wants and that do that custom.
Speaking
as
of
to exactly yeah. what they need.
Well, speaking of someone who's lived in a couple of neighborhoods where every house looks exactly the same, I really appreciate that model, yep. your model there. it's the way to go.
Yep. Yeah. It's more of a design build type of a model than yeah. a yeah. you know, just a bid build type yeah. of a model.
Well, just a couple of minutes left. I mean, is there anything you think people should know about NCC?
You know, just that we're here and we're available to help them with whatever they may need at their home or their business. And, that, you know, we're excited for the future. We're excited for the rebranding of the company and, you know, what the next, half century will bring for us.
Yeah. If people want to get a hold of you, track you down, what's the website?
nccbuilders.com.
Okay. All right. Adam Steffel, Jane Barthow, thank you for joining us on Chamber. Is there anything else from the Chamber, Jane, that you want to talk about?
I just wanted to thank Adam. Have you thanked Chris Kennelly? Chris Kennelly is the overarching business owner of the stakeholders. And
right.
Thank him for his generosity. And look forward to working closely with you in the future.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Mm-hmm. What's the date of the
Community Market Fair is April 15th.
Okay, at the Dundas Dome.
Yes, sir.
From when to when?
9 to 3.
Saturday, April 15th, 9 to 3 at the Dundas Dome.
We got one more new thing ahead of
already.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
it's
what?
So exciting. If you want to park over at MGM Liquor Store parking lot,
yeah.
even though they don't know this yet, we have golf shuttles. We've got little big golf cart shuttles that are going to bring people back and forth.
Oh,
parking has been an issue, so we are going to be putting more accessible spaces up in the front by the front door of the dome and encouraging people to be parking over there.
That is so awesome. Cool.
Watch for that. There'll be parking signs and thanks More Golf out of Lakeville for their generous offer.
All right. It's coming up too. I mean, it's only 3 weeks. 3 weeks out.
Yep.
Okay. All right. One more time. Community Market Fair, formerly the Home and Garden Show, April 15th, 9 a.m. at the Dundas Dome, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Dundas Dome. All right. Adam Steffel, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
And Jane, we will talk to you again next month.